3K NBA. Isn't that great? Dolly Parton covering Brandi Carlile from the upcoming Cover Stories disc. It's The Story here on KNBA. In front of that, Rhett Miller with Black Prairie and nice music out of Portland. And Fair Enough, we heard new music from Valerie June. Dan Byrne in there. New Pornographers, too. It is 8:31. It is Morning Line for Thursday. And I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheithlip. So, got some great musical guests lined up. But first, I want to mention that it's the sesquicentennial. I practiced this word quite a bit.
You did much better last time. Sasquatch Centennial.
Right. Rah. People caught me in the bathroom practicing. They're like, what is he doing? Is he summoning something?
I'm not touching that line.
Anyway, it's a 150-year anniversary of the Treaty of Cession, where the Secretary of State William Seward signed the purchase treaty with Russia and set into motion history that has impacted Native people across Alaska in many different ways. And there's an event that's a talk by Willie Hensley in Mountain View today at the Mountain View Library. You can attend that at 6 o'clock. It's scheduled for 6 to 9 today at the library. So that's coming up tonight at the Mountain View Public Library.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Frank. And coming up, a couple of very special guests. Sydney Bullens and Wendy Waldman will join us live in the studio after this.
For more than 40 years, Garrison Keillor has been captivating audiences with his unique blend of comedy, charisma, and wisdom. Join the writer and humorist for an evening of stories, most of them true, April 12th in the Atwood Concert Hall. Don't miss one of America's greatest storytellers. Garrison Keillor's previous Anchorage's performances have sold out. Tickets available at the CenterTix box office and AnchorageConcerts.org. This message sponsored by the Anchorage Concert Association.
News programming on KMBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.
Rubbing elbows with experienced entrepreneurs and networking with others interested in building businesses, those are two of the goals that the Native American Youth Empowerment Symposium hopes to achieve. On the next Native America Calling, we'll hear how financial literacy and entrepreneurship are key to empowering the future of Native America.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.
When you file online for your permanent fund dividend, every Alaskan can support KNBA through PicClickGive. There are over a dozen nonprofits on PicClickGive who, like KNBA, provide Native cultural programming. We hope you consider supporting Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation when you file and PicClickGive. With one donation at a time, good things will happen all over Alaska.
90.3 KNBA, it is 8:34, it's Morning Line for Thursday. Saturday, April 1st, 7:30 p.m., Sydney Lawrence Theater. Sunday, April 2nd, 6 p.m., Vagabond Blues in Palmer. Two out of the three members of the Refugees. Please welcome back to the Morning Line program, Sydney Bullens and Wendy Waldman.
Somewhere in eastern Kentucky, with a whole lot of time left to kill, he drove on up, it's too early, into the hills. As I crossed the Tennessee border with my thoughts scattered over the road, I've been trying like hell to forget you, believing you left me so cold. And somewhere on the Jellico Highway, it hit me so hard I could cry. I told you I didn't love you. God knows I was too telling a lie. Somewhere on the Jericho Highway, I realized I said goodbye. You're already moving on. You said if I ever left you, you wouldn't linger in the loss too long. And I might be driving to nowhere with my tears and a full tank of gas, cursing myself for failing you and the fact that I acted so fast. And somewhere on the Jericho Highway, it hit me so hard I could cry. I told you
tuned to 90.3 KNBA, where, wow, where music matters. And I almost said the Refugees are playing for us live, but it's almost the Refugees playing for us live.
The Refuge.
The Refuge, with it, without the plural. Two out of three. 66.6% of the Refugees, Sydney Bullens and Wendy Waldman with us this morning. So welcome back. It's been a while. See, that was Jericho Highway was off the Unbound release, which had come out not too long before you were here the last time.
Well, that's Unbound came out in 2007 or 2008.
2008, yeah.
And then 3 came out in 2011.
11, and you were here. Right. That one had already come out because you autographed my copy of that.
So yeah. We were here in, I think, 2012, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
As the Refugees, and we do miss Deborah Holland. She couldn't come for
Canuck
for personal reasons, and she's living in Vancouver now, which
Canadian.
Is close.
Healthcare.
Yeah.
Immigration.
Which is closer than I live in Portland, Maine, so it's a little closer
You're
than that.
You're living half the year.
Half the year. Well, now I'm kind
two
of...
Two paradises. America's vacation land, Maine. The other one, America's magical woo-woo
and
paradise.
Land of enchantment.
Land of enchantments. Santa Fe.
Well,
which is
kind
where
of.
My family used to live.
Yes, yes.
Dog.
Yeah. It's nice.
That's where our national programming headquarters for Quantic Broadcasting is, too.
Really?
Well, is
of
that
course.
Right?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, I like it. Winters in Maine are no longer an option for
not
me.
Not fun anymore?
If my grandchildren weren't there, I probably wouldn't be there at all. But
you know, we had the record snow for March 29th here in Anchorage yesterday, just so you know that. Just for you.
Yes.
Because we knew.
Yes, and I was here. She flew in last night.
Thanks.
But
it's 80
I flew
in L.A. Did I say that?
In L.A.
Yes.
You still hanging out in L.A.?
I
You're still
live.
On the L.A.
She's
scene.
Born
dude,
and raised in the Valley,
dude,
for crying out
loud. Dude, I live in
loud.
The San Fernando Valley, man.
But you've been there forever, haven't you?
I was born and raised there.
Yes.
But I did do 10 years at Hard Labor in Nashville.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only other place. And I go to Europe. I work in Poland sometimes.
When you were working with Linda Ronstadt and Andrew Gold and all those people,
here.
that was
here.
Yeah, yeah. Was here. Yeah. Here in Anchorage.
Anywhere, but this is West, man. And you got to understand, West is West.
West is West, yeah. Absolutely.
It's one thing you learn in Nashville is that Mississippi River is, in fact, a dividing line.
Okay. It's like the 90 degree different Mason Dixon line. It's absolutely yes. Like the Mason Dixon line, except for completely different.
Yeah.
So we miss Deborah, and
we do.
One other thing that I want to mention is for folks that think I'm saying Sydney's name incorrectly.
Yes. There's been a change since 2012.
I thought, you know, every time I see your name in print, I'm going, what the heck's wrong? People are spelling Cindy's name.
That's
Sid
right.
Always
Cindy's
spelled,
name wrong.
Spelled his name
exactly.
Wrong.
Exactly. Shiz
Shem. Name wrong in the old
shiz.
Days. And Shem just realized that,
it's supposed
Sidney.
To be C-I-D-N-Y.
Right, C-I-N-Y.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I have changed a little bit in the 5 years since we've been here.
You don't look any different to me, but then I'm real close to you.
You know? Well, I shaved my mustache.
Yeah,
so.
That's why. I knew there was something.
Yes, I went through a change late in life. I figured now I have grandchildren and my daughter's all taken care of and everything, and I can do whatever I want. So I became Sydney, and now I'm a him.
I read a beautiful article that you wrote. About the transition
at the day on the in the Daily Beast
yes.
Was that the one?
Yeah,
that was my coming out as a transgender person. I wrote an article for the Daily Beast back in 2012. That was the public coming out, and that was just at the beginning. Now I mean, we could talk a long time about the process, especially as an old person, because you've spent your whole life, and I'm a mother and a grandmother and all that stuff, and. But I just had a revelation that, not a revelation in terms of the way I felt, because I always felt like a guy since I was 4 years old. And but the revelation of, I might be able to do this and spend the rest of my life kind of feeling like I have always felt.
And then you found true
being.
Love, too.
And
yeah,
the
you
minute
found
I
true
turned
love
into
that?
A man... Well, and I'm not a biological male, but I am now.
It says
M. It says M on my license and my passport. And but the minute I transitioned, it was like suddenly I, after being single for 10 years, I met a woman and I'm in a relationship. What happened? I changed.
No, a lot of good things are happening.
A lot of good things are happening.
A lot of stuff is happening.
A lot of really good things are happening.
It's really funny but it is interesting that when you truly become who you really are, it's like things fall into place.
That's got to be like the Atlas and the globe and just that total weight of the world.
It's really, I realize, and it's a slow realization over the years, because in the first couple of years of transitioning, you're totally into You're consumed in what's going to happen physically and what's going to, you know, sociologically, it's very difficult. It was very difficult for me.
What are my friends going to, my associates going to think and so forth?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
My,
you know, everybody, you know, it's, and then there's always the first. This is the first time I'm doing this as Sydney. This is the first time I'm doing that. This is the first time I'm meeting this person, whatever. But after you get through that, your brain kind of frees up, and I started realizing how much I was walking a fine line as Cindy, because my wardrobe hasn't changed. Wendy will tell you. She's known me for over 20 years.
That's why I said, Sid don't look any different to me.
My wardrobe hasn't changed. My walk hasn't changed. My personality hasn't changed.
Nope.
Nothing has changed but the inside, but I realized how much I'd been holding on tight to trying to be Cindy. And when I turned it, when I decided to be Sydney, the freedom was immense.
The catharsis of letting go.
It was just like, yeah, like you say, taking a deep breath and saying, oh, I'm all of who I am now.
Well, I'm going to make you guys work a little bit more.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Okay.
So we have like 12 and a half minutes left. I want to play.
Yeah, we've got to
play.
I want
to play a recorded song that you guys did, and I'd love to squeeze in another live one.
Sure. Which
should we do first?
All right, let's do Turn Again.
Yeah, play the recorded one.
All right.
And let me intro
it. Talk about it first.
This is the Mike McCormick Challenge to the Refugees. This is a song by the Refugees, written by the Refugees, recorded, and it's coming out on our EP. But
in April.
Mike... Yeah. Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
it is April.
Month.
Okay, I got some work. I need to leave. I got to go to the studio. Mike challenged us years ago to write a song about Alaska. And so we did, and we're very proud of it. It's called Turn Again, Arm, and it's... And there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
This is The Refugees on KMBA, Turn Again, Arm. It's 8:48.
I signed on to sail where no man had explored. I had nary a notion of what we would find. I was green as the hills we were leaving behind. The great resolution she rocked in the bay, and I trembled to see her very first day. My sweetheart, she waved as we turned in the wind, and I wondered if I'd ever see her again. Receive my command. For my king and my country, I claim distant lands. One final challenge is given to me. Head east from Alaska to the frozen North Sea. We sailed up the coast of the new Spanish crown. There was never a doubt that the way would be fine. For the glory of England, that the empire may rise. For the one who gains passage, the ultimate prize. Hey boys, we've traveled so far through the straits of Magellan, round the mile.
searched for a river that never would end. Oh, they tried and they tried, but they turned back again. We could have told them it never would be one place on this earth remains sacred. Some things you learn by only doing when it comes your turn. Everything comes around, so be ready while you can. Prepare your heart like the farmer turns the land. You plant your fields when the spring is tender. When the summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest and the long cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. Spoke right to my restless soul, still wild and hungry and beyond control. For all that you dream, well, there's a time and a place, but you won't know it until it comes your way. You plant your feet is tender. When the summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest and the long cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. Summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest and the long cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. You plant your fields.
Wendy Waldman and Sydney Bullens are in the studio with us this morning on Morning Line on 90.3 KMBA. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. And thanks,
Wendy Waldman song.
Thanks for coming back, and especially especially since so many musicians are like, you want me to do what before 5 o'clock p.m.?
No. Trust me, that's why the
Yeah, we're a little rusty, but that's because it's also some ungodly hour, but we're used to it.
It is.
I go to class. I have to leave at 7 to get to an 8 o'clock class. So, okay.
She's still in school.
Okay. I'm back in school.
Yeah, one of these days. A lifelong learner, put it that way.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm studying classical music.
Oh, beautiful.
I'll never have Alzheimer's at this rate. Believe me, it's so damn hard.
You won't have time to.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
thank you for having
me. Yeah, really appreciate it. And, you know, a lot of times we have musicians that have been in here multiple times. And, you know, so it's like between the last time somebody was here and the time here, they've done like 32,000 radio shows. And they'll come in and look around and go, you know, I think I've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, it's like a highlight of my life. And I'm going, hell yeah, you've been here before. I got to sit here. Yeah. And I asked Wendy, when you guys came in, do you remember being here? And she says, of course.
This place floors me. I'm a huge fan of Native art, for one thing. And it's, to me, it's, you know, and of indigenous cultures. And, you know, I'm a pure Jew, don't worry. I have no aspirations, but... This was such a powerful experience for me, and I love it, and I really love Alaska too. As I've come
this
to find out,
this is my fourth time. Wow. My fourth time. Your
this would be a really good time for me to promote our Alaska Native Art Auction that's coming up April 13th. By the way, just thank you for that handy little segue.
You know, the greatest art in America is being created by Native Americans. I just want to say a little plug there for all you do.
Thank you.
Make
and,
art.
And we are out of time. Sydney Bullins and Wendy Waldman. From the Refugees, touring as the Refuge. not the Refuse, the Refuge.
The Refuse.
Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Sydney Lawrence Theater at the PAC. Sunday, the 2nd at Vagabond Blues in Palmer. Tickets at whistlingswan.net or centertix.net. And Sydney and Wendy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
On Morning
Live.
It's an honor.
It's
great
it's
to be here again.
Thanks very much.
So welcome. National Native News. And Native America Calling coming up next. It's 8:59.
You can launch your weekend Friday after hours at the Anchorage Museum. Join us Friday evenings for Polar Nights when we open select galleries and host after hours events. Enjoy discounted admission, exhibition openings, music, art classes, planetarium shows, and more. Visit Polar Nights Friday after hours at AnchorageMuseum.org. This message brought to you by the Anchorage Museum.
Yalida. Doyinta. Jamai. Koyana ni chuganilut.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.